We'll be turning to Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17, we'll be reading there in just a moment. Appreciate the opportunity this morning to be able to, again, gather with you and to be able to worship God together. And I hope this lesson is beneficial to you. I'm going to study this morning about who is God. This is a something that's been brought up recently in my mind and with things going on in my life, you know, thinking about, and I want to continue this study even further later on, talking about is God dead, even to that point in a further lesson. But today, just want to talk about who God is, and so that we can have the belief and the understanding to know and to serve this God that created us. You know, I think it's hard for many to believe in God and see who God is because they can't literally see God. They can't touch God. They can't fathom something beyond this earth or this universe that created everything around us. And it's hard for someone with no belief and no understanding to be able to understand that there is a God. You know, there's a popular movie that had these different superheroes and gods, and to a point that one man, and it stood out in the movie, he says, "There's only one God, ma'am, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't dress like that." That's the God that we're talking about. People have looked towards God or gods in most cases for thousands of years, all the way back to the beginning, whether it be the Egyptian gods, the Baals, the gods of the Philistines, the Romans, or the Greek gods. They have followed and worshipped something. Presently, people are using the term even atheist. That is, you know, that's gaining popularity to show that there is no God. That they would rather worship themselves than rather admit that there is a higher or eternal being created, that created the universe, and they can't gather the faith to believe it. And you think a lot of people that are atheists or believe in the Big Bang Theory, it takes more faith to even believe that sort of thing than to even believe in the one true God. We come to Acts chapter 17 here with Paul, and he comes to Athens, and he's going to talk to these people here in the Areopagus, talking about this one God. Let's begin reading here in verse 16, if you will, with me. "Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him, and he saw that the city was given over to idols," or many other gods in this case. "Therefore, he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with the Gentile worshipers, and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there. Then a certain Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him and said, and some said, 'What does this babbler want to say?' Others said, 'He seems to be a proclaimer of foreign gods, because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection.' And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, 'May we know what this new doctrine is of which you speak? For you are bringing some strange things to our ears. Therefore, if we want to know what these things mean.' For all the Athenians and the foreigners who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing.